Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Today is a great Friday, but it's a time and a day that the Lord has given to us, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And you know, one of the things that I'm very blessed about, the God we serve has a lot of things that he wants us to do. And I want to just say this to some of you that are listening, that if we take our time, God will use us. But we are to worship him, to praise him, to adore him, and to magnify his name. Elohim. God, I come before you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, praising you and thanking you for all the things that you have done for me. I ask you this night in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that you would keep us and direct us and show us the direction you would have us to go. And let us take an understanding and know what your word says, to love your word, to obedient to your word, to let your word direct us to the path you have us to go. Tonight's a night, Father, that I say thank you, because we have a great time. Meet me at the well. Tonight's a night, Father, that we just rejoice because you brought us from a place to where we are right now. And I know, Father, sometimes we just have to look unto you because you are the Father and the Finisher. All things that are made by you. And I know, Father, it's going to be a place that we travel down. It's going to look rough and tough at times for us, but we're going to keep the faith because we don't have nothing but the faith. The faith, Father. And then, Father, I just want to thank you for everything you have done for me individually this day. Not that I'm getting jealous or conceited, but thankful for everything you've done for me. Father, out there in radio land, that somebody has a desire to meet you face to face. My prayer is that you will make my heart, my understanding, my teachability, my reachability, and my understanding to know that there is only one true God. And without you, Holy Father, you're the only one. The blessing that you're going to bring up, the blessing, Father, that we just decide to have. Without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. I ask you right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach that you would just elevate us to that place. When we call on your name, it's your name that we call. For it is you, Holy Father. I thank you for everything you have done for us, how you have led us, how you have showed us. And today, marvel, Father, years that are passing on to where we are right now. We lift our hands and say, hallelujah, 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 in the name of Jesus. And then, Father, because we know that all things work perfect by you, because you declare, Father, that all things work together, those who trust and believe in you. And I'm asking right now, Father, somewhere in radio land, somebody out there that's listening, somebody in a crack or crevice or wherever they are, that we let them know we love them. We love them, Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, because it was you who sent your son to the earth for us, who paid an ultimate price that we might call upon the name of Yeshua. And Yeshua, because Yeshua HaMashiach, we just say we love you, we adore you, we magnify you. Thank you, Father, for the United States of America. Across the nation, the 50 states of America, let them behoove to know that they have a true and living God and a God that watches over what he has established. But, Father, we pray for America where the word is being fulfilled, not so much that we're trying to hurt somebody or push somebody. anybody aside, but Father, we know that we know. We have to stand the firm of truth. We have to stand in the valleys of despair. We have to get on the mountaintops and shout your words. Behind the prison doors, we got to release your word. As we walk down the highway, we got to say, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, is the Savior of the entire world. Because it's through the name of Jesus Christ that men can be saved. I pray this day, Father, your word, for you said in your word, he came that he gave his life, that we might be set free from the bondage of death and the bondage of damnation. And Father, it's because your word is true. Your word is full of fire. I pray this day, Father, I pray for America once again. I pray, Father, for the president. I pray for both senators, both houses of Congress. I pray for all 50 states for this operation. I pray, Father, that there will be an outflowing of the Holy Spirit, that there will be people who want to see more of you moving, see more of you people acting, and see more of you in the name of Jesus. I thank you. And, Father, it is because that we love you. It is because that we love you, and we adore you, and we magnify your name. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done for us. And, Father, today I just say I love you, I adore you, I magnify you. And then, Father, somewhere my nephew still needs a touch. I pray this very hour, not only him, but everyone who comes in my spirit, in my household, on my workplace, around the place, in the place, by the place, through it all, that you would just let your fullness flow upon the believer. And I'm asking tonight, Father, that you would have mercy upon us, that you would just let us know without you nothing is possible. But we want to speak your word. Father, because you have said, I come quickly and my reward is with me. We want to keep our lives straight before you, want to serve you, worship you, and praise you. Father, early in the morning, want to rise up and say, yada, 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 because you're worthy. In the midnight hours, I want to do as it said in Psalm 134, want to lift our holy hands and praise your holy name out of Mount Zion. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you, Father, for everything that you've done, for watching over my grandson, my daughter-in-law, my son, my daughter, my grandson, my son-in-law, and to all the family on both sides, some we know and don't know, I'm asking you tonight to bless us, to keep us, Father. And I'm asking you that the fullness of the Holy Ghost flow through radio land, that somebody's life will be made different. Somebody will hear what God is doing in our lives. Somebody will call out unto you. And it's because of you that we can do all things. We want to reach the unreached and tell the untold, the time is now. The time is now. The time is now for Jesus Christ to return. And we want to be ready for you, Jesus. I want to be ready. I pray this night, Father, on KASK Radio Medium Stage, I pray that we be ready, Father. Those you have aligned up and with me to do the work, I pray you will keep us in tight, 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 tightness together. We have no reason to lie to each other, to cheat on each other, to make ourselves bigger than anyone else, because all are one. And then I read your word, Father. You said you're going to take the old Israel and the new Christian, you're going to make a new man. And that's what I want to be, Father. It's in Jesus' name, Yeshua HaMashiach, that I say thank you and praise you. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hello, the Lord. From praise God. How you doing?
Praise God. I'm doing very good, very good, very good. I just want to thank God for what he's doing. I tell you, God is awesome. And I thank you for praying, you know, because you know what? Everybody needs prayer. I got a call to the house today. One of my family members, their mother passed away. I was talking with them. And I just want to keep them lifted up, you know, the Shepherd family. You know, everybody needs prayer. I tell you, it's just so important. It's really important that we pray for one another and pray for those we know and don't know. Pray for the world. Pray for the government. Pray for everything. Because, I mean, there's so much going on. It's just so much going on everywhere you look. So much injustice. And, I mean, it's just, I mean, it's unbelievable. But then again, it's believable because God told us these things would happen. But when you look at it, it's like, my God, what's going on? You know, you can't believe that people will do the things that they are doing. You know? You just can't believe it.
Well, you know what? The God we serve is a great God. I also have on the line with us for you, lady, that you have met through script, and her name is Prophetess Shanda Fields. Hello, Shanda.
Amen.
Amen. Are you there?
Bless. Well, how y'all doing?
Bless. How you doing?
Amen. I'm driving on the way to North Carolina. Sister Dolores, I just heard you say somebody passed away, and that's why I'm going home. Because I'm going home with one of my girlfriends. Her father passed away. So I also want to keep the Herney family in prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My God,
but you know, what we got to realize, and I hear you stressing prayer, you know, and that's the key. God already told us that through the word that we will be in perilous times. And also, he said,
yes,
that these days will be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. But the thing is that we don't have to fret of the evildoers. We don't have to worry about what's going on in the world. It's, you know, we're his people that's called by his name. All we got to do is humble ourselves and pray. And that's what we all should. You know, do we have to stay down in a kneeling position? No. You can pray that all the time. Pray without ceasing. You know, whenever something that crosses your mind, pray about it. It's just like this right here. The young girl that's taking over in Africa. Well, don't you know that stuff been going on way back in biblical times? You know,
yes.
It ain't nothing new under the sun. But the thing is, God is bringing things to our attention and to the light for us to pray about it. Because they're not the only one that's been kicked out. It seems that this thing is going on in this world that we not even begin to touch and to seek. So I don't know how anytime that any of us can come and say, there's nothing that we can do to edify God, or there's nothing that we can say about God. You know, we all should have a word in our mouth at all times. What we have to realize, we are living in critical times. And
yes,
it's up to us. We already know it's a rebellion generation. We already see what's going on. But we got to continue to seek the faith. We got to be like Joshua, rent our clothes and say, Lord, what is it? Why are we losing this battle? You know, we're not seeking the face of God enough. And I'm talking about the whole, a body as a whole. And we got to really come together as a body and whole. We got to come together in unity. The kingdom of God, I love that scripture. Suffer by violence, but it take it back by force. When we going to step up? Are we so fearful that we're going to have our life taken? Well, what we supposed to be? Don't we already say we was Jesus Christ's disciples? So didn't we already say we deny ourselves? So what? The fleshly body. So what
Amen.
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 Amen. That is
I'm
so
just
true.
Up just that little bit about prayer. Ooh, glory.
Amen. Amen. I mean, that is so true. We gotta come together in unity, and we gotta take this thing back by force. We gotta pray. We gotta, like you said, in season and out of season, we gotta be praying. We gotta be praying, and like Sister Shonda said, we know, Prophet Shonda, we know that these things are happening because he's already told us that they gonna happen. It all this is happening, we already know it. We know it. We don't have to fret. Just as she say, we don't have to fret because we know all these things are coming about. There's nothing new under the sun, as Prophet Shonda said, nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new. You know, and I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'm going back on mute. Because I know that the Holy Spirit is already here present, and I know we're going to have a Holy Ghost good time tonight. I'm going to sit back and enjoy and just listen and see what God's going to do and how he's going to use each visual on tonight. But the key thing is that, you know, so many people, whatever call they believe in, if they got to go out and get petitions to come against that cause that they believe in. But guess what? They go out and they do it. But we sit by and we just talk and we talk and we talk, but we don't do anything. He says don't only just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. We got to put
Amen.
The thing into action.
Amen. 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 That is so true. Yes. So true. That is so true. We need to take action. That is so true. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. That is so true. And we should get up and do something. We should be praying. But like you said, take action. Get up and do something. What you gonna do? Let's talk about it. You know, I was thinking the other day, I was at work, and I was thinking the other day, Brother Allen said he'll be on with us, I'm going to say this, at 8:30, he went to a revival, but I'm going to say this, I was thinking the other day, I was at work, I said, you know, people never mention the name of Jesus, they never, but you know something, I thank God for Jesus, because when the Lord gave me my job, and he told me to keep speaking his name, keep speaking his name, keep speaking his name. Do you know those people come up to me now, and they was telling me the other day, the lady started talking about Jesus. She said, I got a book you might want to read, and I believe you. And I thought, what in the world? Where is this coming from? You know, but it was because God told me to keep on telling them about him. And do you know all the years I thought it would never pay off, now they're speaking to me about it? Wow. Look at God. You know, it's amazing how he works. You know, sometimes you think when God sends you out and you and you're giving the word as he tell you to give it, you think it's not working. You think nothing. And now these people are talking about him on the job, and not even up to the head. And I thought, my God, look at God work. Boy, I tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Amen.
Truly amazing.
Amen. Amen. You know, we are atmosphere changers. We are atmosphere setters. We are change agents. You know, the same thing. Like I always hope is when Jesus showed up on the scene, things happen. And that's the same thing. Jesus is in each and every one of us. So when we show up on the scene and we keep speaking Jesus, it will change. Something will happen. So one man plant. Another man's water, and God gives an increase. And that's what we're seeing. We're starting to see the manifestation of everything that we have sown, and it's starting to be birthed out. This is birthing season. Whether we know it or not or realize, we got to know what season we're in. The devil can only tempt you for only a period of time. You got to know if you're in the season of being blessed or you're in a season of being tested. Where are you at? We got to let the people know where you at, where they're at. You know, I talk about how the seasons always entwine with one another. Yesterday here in Georgia, it was freezing cold. But we're in what? We in the spring. It didn't feel like spring yesterday. It felt like we was in the fall.
Amen.
We know what season we're in. We We can't allow the enemy to fool and to trick us. No, devil, I know you can only tempt me for 10 days. That's what the word says. He would put some of us in prison. He would try to try us, put us in prison, but it's only for 10 days. What did Jesus Christ say? Get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Who's in you? The greater one is in you. Your body now belongs to the Holy Spirit. You are the temple. Your body is the temple. That's the dwelling place for God. So we can use the same thing. Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. No, we're not God. But he says we are sons and daughters of God. Those who are led by the Spirit are what? Don't let somebody take you out of that place, Jesus. Because I hear people say all the time, you ain't no little God. Well, that's what the word of God calls me. I've been adopted in. That's my inheritance. That's my right. No, I'm not God, but that's my attribute. That's my traits that I'm taking on. I am made in his image. I am made in his likeness.
Amen. Amen.
This flesh can't go to heaven, but my spirit will. So don't tell
Amen.
Me, what is my God? My God is a spirit being.
Amen.
Am I not made in his image? Are we not made in his image, in his likeness? Yes. We died in him, and we rose in him. We was resurrected with him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well,
Amen.
I'll say this. One thing that I've come to, as I've been studying the Bible constantly, and the more I get into the book of Ephesians, I begin to see what Paul, and I asked this question to a lot of people, and I said to the people with love and kindness, Paul never walked with Jesus Christ. But how was it possible for him to get so much information about what God wants done versus the disciples that walk with him? Those 11 that were faithful walking with him. Peter wrote something. Mark wrote something. John wrote something. But never before have we ever witnessed an apostle of such magnitude, spiritually speaking. And I was looking in Revelation, in the book of Galatians, and I believe up in chapter 1, where Paul said it was by revelation that I made up with the brethren. It was, he said, 14 years ago, it was through, he said, revelation. I've got revelation knowledge from Jesus Christ. And he downloaded, if I may use that terminology, he downloaded what he wanted done. And that word back then is still today. It is still today.
Amen.
We got to take the word of God. It's alive. It's quick. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And what God is saying to us, I praise God. I thank God. God is ready to release such an anointing in the land. It's awesome.
Amen.
Never before have I begun to read the scripture with such fire in my eyes and feeling the presence of God. Because the closer we walk with God, the closer God talks to us.
Yes.
And I say much what I know. Things I thought I know past years, it's more prominent right now. Because we are finding in these days we now live in, well, I was reading the book of Jude the other night. What Jude was saying, he said, wait a minute. He said, time passed. I wrote to you that you're living in time where your faith, F-A-I-T-H, you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. You can't believe what somebody else say. You got to fight it, the good faith. And that's where we are in the time we live in. Because as the sister said, what's happening in Africa been happening. Nothing new.
That's right.
Ain't nothing new been happening. even in America. Ain't nothing new that's been happening. Racism been happening. Ain't nothing new. So don't get alone about it. Hallelujah,
amen.
Somebody.
Amen.
Because
hallelujah.
The enemy is going to come, and he's going to shake as many as he can.
Yes.
I'm going to say like they said in the country. We're going to sit at the bottom of the tree. We're going to shake the branches. Everything that's not attached is going to fall. Am I right about
amen.
It?
Amen.
What falls is for service. And sometimes if I may personify, because when you see something left there, there's a reason. Because some people didn't want to be taken care of. They didn't want to fall. Every man has failed. We need to fall
amen.
Into the hands of Jesus Christ. Because God
amen.
Has a great work for us to do. I don't
yes.
know about somebody that's out there in radio land, but I say this to you. I know that 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 I know God's word is true.
Amen.
May I say this to you? Because if I read in the book of Jude, beloved, when I gave you all diligence to write unto you of the common, now listen, at the common salvation, salvation, the common salvation. What do you mean by that? All we got to do is just believe and walk by faith and not by sight. The common faith. But you know what?
Amen.
Some people will look at it and say, well, no, I need to see, I say this as a people of color. We think we know more than anybody else. I say, good. Because you don't know nothing.
Amen.
Your head is like a rock. I go back to the tree. When you allow somebody to shake that tree with something that's good, the paths are ready to fall down. It's ready to be preserved. It's ready to be eaten. But some people don't want to do nothing. They don't want nobody shaking them. The gospel shakes you up. It
amen.
Arrests you. It lets you know you're on the wrong path.
Amen.
And as you read on down into the book of Jude, you're going to find where he said, I told him there were mockers. There are people making fun of the preachers right now.
Amen.
They making fun of, oh, ain't nothing to preach. Ain't nothing, that preacher ain't got nothing. That apostle ain't got nothing. That prophet they ain't got nothing. Man, I already know what the past. I know what the no. Then the past was the past. Now look at what God is doing through me, for me, by me. You
amen.
Can't even stick your head out the wind because of too much power is out there.
Amen.
But they want to mock. They say, "Well, up there and him said, you know, I say it like the sisters have said it thus far." We know that we live in a shell body made of flesh and blood. And one
yes.
day, hallelujah, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because we're going to have a, yes, Lord, because the dead in Christ shall rise,
yes.
and we who are alive shall
ooh,
be caught
hallelujah.
Up
thank you.
With the Lord. And
thank
so
God.
Shall we ever be in his presence.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I know that when I was reading of the Bible and praying, because I go to TIA here in Houston for my therapy, I got an instruction from God on what he want me to do, how to do it.
Amen.
With much information, I said, wow, look at God. See, God, if you just obey God, he'll let
yes.
people tell you what the enemy's thinking about you, what the enemy want to do to you.
Yeah.
Don't you think for 1 minute, because we got this radio station by the faith of God, no, we got to fight to keep it.
Amen. Amen.
We got to fight to keep it.
Amen.
The airways, oh, no, we didn't already declare that we're going to walk in the airways. The devil is not going to fight us, but we got to fight back.
Amen. Amen.
By the blood
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
And the prophet was saying the other day, And we was in a discussion, we were talking, and because I was telling some people, I said, you know what? The devil's going to come and tell us to stop up from doing anything. And she had me to go to the book of Revelation, the second chapter says these things. He said, remember these from whence thou art fallen. And she was pointing out to me, as I went into the second chapter, I believe was, of Revelation, what mm-hmm. Jesus was telling his disciples. He said, remember, these things don't come.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to happen. Are you ready? That's
mm-hmm.
why I want to get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready for what?
Yeah.
Get ready for the battle. Because we now live in times that the devil doesn't want to see the body of Christ move. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not edifying him. I'm calling him a lie. And I will say this to those who can study the word. Are you allowing God? Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to move on you? Are you allowing,
mm-hmm.
are you letting people, healing fall through you? It ain't whether my hands are laid on him or my prayers are, but it's God's faith that we move through together.
Amen.
It could be the same thing, but I'm praying. Because I don't know when that day and time going to come that I'm going to have to do as y'all said, well, I got to pray for somebody. Because prayer is needed in this hour we live in.
Yes.
Prayer
yes.
is needed in the church. Prayer is needed behind the pulpit. Matter of fact, prayer is needed on the street road. And I was telling
yes.
a man today was come telling me, he said, well, you know, the homosexuals said that they have a, I said, no, they don't. I said, it's written in the Bible. Jews said. Jews has already talked about them. From Genesis to Revelation, have already talked about them. The lesbian talked about them. But when you say that way, I'm trying to, I keep telling people, what God has already said has already been preordained. You got to make
Amen.
A decision. When you make
Amen.
A decision to come out of the mock and miry clay, you know what God brought you from sin to salvation.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put a black man, a white man, a red man down because that's that persuasion. I'm going to say, well, Jesus loves you, but he wants you
mm-hmm.
to come and accept him that you can be saved. It's up to them to make a decision.
Amen.
They don't want to make it. I don't have time to argue with them.
That's right. That's right.
A woman who just committed adultery with another man out of a hotel, I don't have time to argue with you. Repent.
Amen.
Come back to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Man, just maybe I don't have time to argue with you because we're on a mission.
Amen. Amen.
Remember the mission that the brother went on in the book of Acts? And they said, man, we were glad. We're glad we took that equipment, man. We took
Amen.
That equipment for Jesus. What? He was happy. Man, look, I was glad to get that equipment. It was a whoo. Do you know the devil tremble?
Amen.
Do you know the devil tremble? Yes.
Amen.
But they saw,
yes.
the enemy saw what God was doing. But you say,
yes.
I say this. Jesus said, and we in him and he in us, he said, I do nothing that I don't see the Father do.
Amen.
I've come to understand the meaning of that. If the Holy Spirit don't move Jesus Christ to move you, don't you do it.
Amen. Amen.
Hello out there,
Amen.
Radio Land.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah.
See, it took
Amen.
Me, and I have to go back and remind everybody. When I said, Lord, I said, I done prayed. I got some people leaving with about this radio thing. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do, Lord. I said, I've taken my faith to the level. I said, something I'm not doing right. If I'm not doing right, help me. I laid the phone down, and at the time, I saw the number. I said, now, here's somebody coming. I called and said, lady, you don't know me. But I know
yeah.
God. I've asked God, what must do with this radio station? She said, I've been praying about it. How can I help you? I almost
Amen.
Threw the phone to the floor because that's how speedily God will answer you. It might
Amen.
Sound so simple, but those are the things we talk about common faith. They're so simple.
Yes.
They're so simple. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Me at the well. I don't know what time I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat all I can right at the well.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
I just thank God because he is so good. Because like you say, when you prayed and you asked God, that's just that faith. That faith. When you laid it down and began to pray and ask God, and he answered. He answered. I mean, just like that, he answered. I mean, you know, I was praying on this, and I was praying, asking him, Lord, what you want me to do? I'm learning. I love to sit on the people and learn. I love to hear people speak. I love God's word because it stirs up my spirit. It sends me on my way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ooh, I pray. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, when you're on the... When you are the people that carries God's word, truly carry the word, it starts that spirit and you're ready to run on. You're ready to tell the world what God can do and what he has done. But when you are under a spirit when you are under those spirits that are sitting stagnant, your spirit is sitting stagnant. You don't want to do anything. But when you are under somebody who's carrying the spirit and your spirit gets stirred up because of their spirit and you're ready to run up, you're ready to run around the world. You know, and that's what we need. Those are the kind of people we need around us and in our lives. Amen? We need that. We need to come together in unity with those who are truly carrying the word of God. People just tired of having church. You know what I'm saying? Having church and people are not getting anything. They go in hungry, they come out hungry. They're starving in the dead. They're literally starving the people. And then when you hear that true word, your spirit leaps. Hallelujah. I can see why when Elizabeth and Mary met and the baby leaped in, I thought, hey, that's God. Hey. And that's how your spirit gets fed up when you're around somebody with some spirit. You can hear too. And your joy come out and begin to. And that's why a lot of people that carry the word of God truly carry that word because they have that spirit on them. And then when it gets to your spirit begin to leak and you begin to have that joy. And God, you get stirred up. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. That's what you call them, fire starters.
Yes. Hallelujah, I'm telling you. You get stirred up.
Yes,
and people should be, and people that are carrying the word and know that they care, they should be ready to stir up people. But a lot of people, some people, they think it's only for them and their household and so forth and so on, or they want to give it out when they get ready. That's not how it works. You carry it and you give it when God told you to give it. You carry it, and if you're that person that he called, you're supposed to have bread at your lips at all times. You're supposed to be like the men and women of God, ready at all times.
Amen.
To stir up those people's spirit, to get them started. Don't let them fall by the wayside when you got a word. You carrying the word.
Yes.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Let's help them. Don't let me just sit here and die.
Yes.
When you've got that word, come on, help me.
Amen.
Help me. Amen.
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 Amen. And that's why he said I gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some preachers, and some teachers for the what? For the edifying and building of the body.
Amen.
And that's the whole key thing. You know, he didn't give you this for you just to sit on it. He said it was freely given to you, so freely give it. And
Amen.
That's what we're supposed to do. Amen. It's spread the good news of Jesus Christ. So blessed is the man who carries the gospel.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. You got to know who you are. And that's what we got to get these people's mindset. We got to, and Dr. Hunter just talked about Apostle Paul. You know, the reason why he got such great revelation is because he believed. And that's the whole key thing. It won't no doubt there. He believed. And the more and more he spoke, it says, seek the Lord while he yet can be found. The more and more he spoke, God, the more and more God revealed himself. And that's where the truth came. Amen. He said, I've seen you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. He had the Holy Spirit. And
amen.
The more we worship God, the more and more he's going to reveal himself to us.
Amen.
And that's why we got to get these people. I'm telling you, it's so important right now not to preach at people, not to yell at people, but to teach.
Yeah.
We're in a place right now that we need to be teaching more than ever. You know,
yeah.
I don't know who made somebody higher than somebody else. But if you got a gift with a mantle as a teacher, why do they consider you Lord and apostle? No, aren't you doing the same thing? You're teaching the word of God. Aren't you doing the same thing to bring edification to God? And that's the whole key thing about it. Let's get away from your title is bigger than my title, your title than higher than mine. Where did all power come from?
Amen.
Power comes from God.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the whole key thing. We got to get out of this, you know. Jesus said, He said, I came to serve. That's what
Amen.
Jesus told the apostles. I came, the disciples, I came to serve. Who are we? Are we higher than our master? No, we're not higher than our master.
Amen.
I come to serve. I come to be a good steward over whatever God calls me to do. That's what I come
Amen.
For. I come to win those lost souls. I come to snatch some of them out of hell because he says we got to go to hell and snatch some of them out.
But we gotta really
stop looking at people per se and look at the spirit behind that person.
Yeah.
So, because he says there's no more condemnation in those who walk upright. In Christ
Amen.
Jesus, there is no more. But he came to save the world and not to condemn the world.
Amen.
We got to pull those people. We got to pull them out of those places of darkness. Come on, baby. It's time to walk in the light. No man knows the hour. And the same
thing
that I said to the young lady that I'm going home with, I said to her, no man know the hour. See, everybody looking for Jesus Christ to break the sky open and come back and get everybody. But right now, he's doing an individual thing. And that's what
Amen.
It's all about, the individual. Are you in relation with God? Are you in relation with Jesus? Do you have a personal relationship? It's not about a whole body right now, and I'm not talking about the body itself. I'm talking about individual body. It's
Amen.
About your soul. That's what God is interested in. That's what I'm interested in. We got to take on the mind of Christ. Are you sold out to Christ that you will listen and hearken to his voice? My sheep know my voice and know
other
where they follow. Are we in tune to what the Holy Spirit is saying right now
hallelujah.
In this hour, this second, this moment? Are we truly in tune to what he's saying? Because you know what? It ain't about us. It's about
Amen.
Being in tune. It's about being in tune. Somebody tonight is listening. Somebody's heart is broken.
Yes,
the captives
yes.
need to be set free. And only the anointed can set the captives free. Only the anointed can bring them out of that dark place. And that's why we have to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. God, none of me. You increase, Father, while I decrease, Father. Because we need your anointing. We need your anointing
hallelujah.
Right now, Father. The final faith upon each and every one of us tonight. God, that we may say something that would quicken somebody's body tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't want to call out something. I don't want to just call out something just to be calling out. That's no effect. I want to speak what my Father say speak. I want to do what my Father say do. And that's where our mindset should be. Father, are you unctioning me to do this? Are you unctioning me to say this? Which way you want me to walk? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to the King.
Yes.
Made it possible for all and each and every one of us to be free.
Yeah.
And that's the whole key thing. You know, if we go back into slavery time, we know the Jews, they talk about Holocaust all the time. Because they will want their families to be free. They don't want them to be bound. But we kind of sweep our slavery under the rug, our people being in bondage. We kind of like want to sweep it under the rug because that's not a good time in our people's life. Well, guess what? That's why they don't know anything about finances. That's why they're fearful. That's why they can't move forward because they've been bound. They've been gagged. They've been snatched. They've been robbed. Ooh, and the beginning.
Speak it, sister.
Amen.
And we got to uproot
Amen.
Those things. We got to pull those things down. We
yes.
don't understand. We don't understand how come a brother, a sister is a homosexual. We don't understand how come they are addicted to drugs and how come they're addicted to alcohol. We got to look behind the spirit and how come they can't love their mama. How come they can't love their father and their brothers and so on and so on. Let's get behind the spirit. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's enough beating one another up in the flesh.
Come on.
Ashes to ashes, you came, and dust to dust, you're going to return. Stop beating one another up and start praying for one another.
Yes.
Start lifting one another up. God calls us his builders. That's
yes.
what he called
yes.
us. He said we called us God builders, and that's what we should be. We should be building our brothers and sisters up in God. But I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, for that one that don't have a relationship with their mother tonight, Father God, that you will reconcile. You will bring reconciliation to that person right now tonight. The one that don't have a relationship with their father, God, that you will bring reconciliation. The one that don't have a relationship with their siblings, Father God, you will do it, God. The one that don't have a union in their marriage, Father God, you will bring it back together, God. Father God, you said, all things become new. God, I pray for a new thing tonight. New.
Yes,
I release new on this mind tonight.
Yes.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus, new mindset, new walk, new time tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He came to make us whole. We are whole
yes.
in Jesus Christ. Ain't nothing
yes.
half about you. Ain't nothing
yes.
half
Hallelujah.
About me.
Hallelujah.
Everything has been made whole. We've been made whole in Christ Jesus. No
yes.
fruit in you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let your
Hallelujah.
Light shine. Let your light
yes.
shine. We can't be like the ones that lost this flavor. He said, don't be that brother. The one, you got salt, but you ain't got no flavor to it. What good
Amen.
Is the salt? What good is the
Amen.
Salt? You ain't no good no more.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. It should never
Hallelujah.
Be a time that we can't come and edify our God to build
yes.
our brothers and sisters, build our brothers and sisters up. Because I'm telling you, it hurts. People out here, they are truly hurting because they don't have nobody to love them. They don't have
yes.
relationships with their mamas and brothers and sisters. You got them. They got an earthly family. They got it. They got an earthly family with no relationship.
Yes. Yes.
But the church is not teaching them, baby, love your brother and sister out of that place. You know God, forgive them. You go back to them. Don't harbor no unforgiveness in your heart. We got to pull
Amen.
These people out of those dark places. We got to
yes.
start facing issues like never before. Forgive that man that cheated on you. Forgive that man that walked out on you, that you had a baby by. Forgive
yes.
him. Forgive him.
Yes.
Forgive that woman that walked out on you. Forgive that woman that cheated on you. Forgive your mother. Forgive your father. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Forgiveness like never before. If we don't forgive, our Father in heaven won't forgive us. It's time to tell the people the truth. Bring them
yes.
out of those dark places. Come on, baby. You want this abundant life that God has promised, that God has got guaranteed you. Come on, baby. Come out of that dark place. Don't go sneak
yes.
and hide no more. Because guess
yes.
what? God see it all. Love
yes.
him out
yes.
of that place. Love
yes.
him out of that place. Lord,
yes.
he says, you've been taught to hate your enemies, but I come to tell you tonight, he says, love your enemies. You got
Hallelujah.
To love them. You got to love them tonight like never before. If God be
yes.
for you, who can be against you?
Yes.
We worry
Amen.
About the wrong things. We worry about the wrong things and not giving it all to God. We got to give it all to God. Every care, every concern. Come on, faith. Let's reason
yes.
with him. Gather my people, my children. Yes, I for that day that we will come together.
Amen.
And be on one accord. I'm looking for that day. I know it can happen because he spoke it already in his word.
Yes. I'm looking forward to. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And like you say, it affects everybody, not just one person household. It affects everybody. Everybody. Some people can't see it right now, but it affects everybody. And we need to come together and begin to pray in unity, come together and pray against these things. We can do that. We can come together and do that. And like you say, these children, parents are not teaching. They're not teaching their children. They're teaching them the world's way. They go out there and I see people sit out there all night long to buy a pair of tennis shoes. What are you teaching your children? They got to get back to the Word of God. The churches, like you say, the churches. The churches have become so cold, people go there, and when they go in cold, they come out cold. Just go in, and they're just church members. God said he's not looking for church members. He's looking for true believers in this hour, like you said earlier. And that's what God spoke to me. He said, I'm not looking for church members. You can find them all day long. He said, I'm looking for true believers. That's what he spoke to me. Because it's time for us, like you said, it's time for the body to come together. If we're talking about cars and houses and things in the world, you'll just throw that in if you just believe him and trust him and worship him. Honor him. He'll throw that stuff in, you know. But people have become like the world. Every time when you go to churches now, they're talking about. And when I hear people, some of the prophets that I've heard, they talk about how you're gonna be blessed with a house or a car. Now God can even already give you that. He wants you to praise him and worship him. He'll throw all that in. He'll give you so much of that you'll be like, you don't have enough to give away.
That's it.
For me, these churches talk about the wrong thing. Let's get back to praising the true living God.
That's it. I'm telling you, we have the opportunity.
Amen.
Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, every conference, every revival, every Friday night service, we have the opportunity to use that platform. Win somebody to Christ, to heal somebody, to restore somebody. So many people, they're broken, and that's the thing. They are broken, and they are. People are searching for the truth.
Yes.
They're looking for the truth. They're looking for the man and the woman that will manifest on the earth. They're looking for the truth out of man and woman, but not the truth out of man and woman, the truth that's out of God that they see. And that's what people are looking for. Where are you at? Where are you at? Got to take the opportunity. Don't take the opportunity every time somebody come into church. Oh, you ain't been here in 5 Sundays. Where have you been? You done backslid. You don't know what God got them doing. God don't tell them to call you to tell you everything what's going on with somebody.
Amen.
Seek the Holy Spirit. And if you really want to know what's going on with somebody, be like what the Word says. When that one stray, you leave the 99 and go after that one.
Amen. That is so true. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is so true. Leave that 99.
It's the Word of God. You ain't going to change it. I'm not going to change it. The Word of God is the only thing that's effective.
Amen.
Bring him back and remember what he said. Don't be prophesying stuff over people. It ain't none of it the Word of God. None of it. Where's the Word of God at? Because that's the only thing he can perform.
Amen.
He's going to perform is bring me back the memories of my word. And shall I tell it, it won't return to him now void.
Amen. That's right. That is so true.
Word. Get in a relationship. I'm pleading with somebody tonight because somebody got that ear tuned to this radio station tonight.
Yes,
they don't they don't know which way to go. But I'm telling you, Jesus is the only way. I know you done heard it many times, many, many, many times. But I'm telling you tonight, if you just truly trust God, if you just say, Lord, I can't do it. Put your arms up and total surrender to the God tonight and say, Lord, I can't do it.
Amen.
Allow him to come in. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and allow the King of glory to come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God strong and mighty. The Lord God strong in battle. God said, I'll fight for you. The fight ain't yours. The battle ain't yours. Just let go and let God. Oh, that's so easy to say. You say it.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Just say it. Give God the invitation. You just invite him in. You invite him in. He says, behold, I stand at the door knock.
Yeah.
If you just allow me to come in, I'm going to sup with you tonight. I'm going to change your world. I'm going to turn everything around for you. See, it's a hard issue for you. That's what it is. It's a hard issue for you. You don't trust and you don't believe. You've been hurt. You've been broken so many times and you're confused. But tonight, God is speaking directly to you. Choose life tonight. Choose to live. Choose to have that abundant life that he's promised you.
He's the only truth
in the way in the life. That's the only way.
Amen.
I'm begging you tonight. Try God one more time. Try God. Not people. I'm not talking about people. I'm not talking about relationship with man. I'm talking about a relationship with your heavenly Father. See, you ain't known him as a father. You've known him as God, and you found him to be so hard. But he's loving, and he's kind, and he's gentle, and he's meek. Try the Father. Come to him. Humble yourself like a little bitty child and come to him tonight.
Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Tonight is it. Allow him to come in. I plead with you tonight.
Yes. You know, one thing Prophet Shana said, and I'm glad that you brought that out, that point out, because you said they need to be teaching more now. And that is so true. People are not being taught. They don't know nothing. And they don't know how to, like you say, they don't know their father. They don't know how to, they don't know how to go to them and talk. People need to be taught. I'm still learning myself. I'm still learning myself, and I thank God. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I get around people that have that word, that it has knowledge, that God speaks, I'm telling you, it stirs me up. The people are not getting stirred up because there's nothing to get stirred up about. And that's why, and when God said go out into the highway and edges, you might as well, because the church ain't you got to go out and tell them out of the hell. Because they ain't going to the churches. There's nothing to go for. So the people need to know now we got to go out into the highways and the edges and tell the people. Thus said the Lord. So, and like you said, even out here, we got to tell the people. I came across a young man, and he's of age, maybe 40, 50 years old. And he's in and out of jail and doing different things. And so the Lord allowed him to come to me, and he began to talk. And so God told me, he said, tell him don't grieve his mother to her grave. Get back on track. You used to go to church. You used to have the word. Get back on track. And so God said, we've got to share that word with these people. What is, get back to God. Get back to his first love. Get back to it.
Yes.
You know, don't grieve your mother to death. Don't grieve your parents to death. Because that's what you're doing when you do stuff like that. You're grieving them to death. And they have to finally give up and ask God, Lord, help me to let this child go. One lady told me one time, she said, you know what? She said, I hate I had my daughter. I said, oh, my God. She said, I hate I had her. But see, when she was bringing her up, she didn't teach her those things. And then she got angry when the girl grew up and began to do all sorts of things. she said, I hate her. I said, well, no. I said, what you need to do is pray for her. I said, that's the one you're going to have to pray the most for. That one right there.
Yes.
You go keep you on your knees. I said, but don't get off your knees. You keep praying for her. Now that girl is doing better than the rest. Because you know what? She didn't get off her knees praying for her. You love your children.
Amen.
And anybody that has children, love them, you will get on your knees and not come up till you see something happen. And that's when I look out at people with their children going through, I'm like, Lord have mercy. And so I tell them, pray for your children. Don't you get up off your knees. Don't you let Satan come in and ramshack your house, ramshack your mouth, telling you that they're not going to be nothing, telling you that they're going to die. The devil is a lie. You take your house back. You take it back in Jesus' name. Begin to speak that word. You began to speak it. One man told me, he said, his name is Mr. Martinez, and he lived out at one of the Everly homes. And when I went out there the other day, he told me, he said, I'm taking these pills for my heart. He said, my heart only operates 20%. I believe he told me 16, 20, 13% or something. I said, well, you got to speak to that thing. You speak to it. He said, well, I have spoke in both languages, Spanish and English. I said, but be sincere. You got to be sincere about this. When you speak, when you want something from the Lord, and when you know Him and you want something from Him, look at here. You, like you said, you're not going to give up. You're going to be sincere. Amen? You're going to be sincere with the Lord. Don't come like you're going to the watermelon patch. You know, because some people are not too sincere about going out there. But be sincere when you go to the Lord. The Bible says be effectual for a prayer. Come on. You want to be saved. And when it comes to your health, your children, your whatever, especially your children. And when I see young mothers and their children, when I see them not knowing how to raise their children. See, and like you said something earlier, that for these people, a lot of people just let things go. They just let things go. And like you said, a lot of them have been hurt. People have been hurt. Those have had children and they're single parents. They've been hurt. And so then some of them take it out on the children. Some of them neglect their children. Not that they don't love them, but now I'm so wrong I can't even take care of them. You know, and that's the sad thing. We got to get back and begin to pray. Teach these children how to pray and fight with prayer.
That's it. Amen.
Teach them how to, teach them how to pray and fight with prayer.
That's it.
Amen.
You know, Pastor Dolores, I remember being a single mom and a young single mom at that. And I remember when me and my children's father, we broke up. And I'm telling you, and you know, we had so many breakups, we always got back together. But this time, I just knew something was different.
Amen.
And I could remember that my heart, it hurt so bad that I couldn't even hardly get myself off of the sofa. And I'm telling you, here I am, got these small little children, and can't get off the sofa. And I'm telling you, and that's where a lot of people said, we don't want to tell the truth. He says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb through the word of our testimony. And somebody needs to hear our testimony. How do we get over?
Hallelujah.
How do we make it? How do we make it over?
Yes.
And I can remember, if I didn't have that foundation, if I didn't know Jesus, if I didn't get instilled in me as a young girl, I got the foundation that Jesus was a solid rock. Yeah, I fell by the wayside. I did what I wanted to do.
When I needed Jesus,
and my heart was broken, and I mean my heart was broken, and it was still like it was coming out of my chest, and I began to call on Jesus, and he's the one that strengthened me. It's just like this lady today. I was in the store, and she was just coughing, and she told her friend, she said, I took some medicine for it, and I said, but you didn't take the right medicine. You didn't take Jesus. See, we want to take all substitutes of this. And that's what helped me get off of that sofa. That's what helped me love myself. That's what helped me love my children. I said, wait a minute here. See, yeah. I'm telling you, when you got a relationship, when you got as a little as a mustard seed, and I like to talk about that mustard seed because I like to plant mine.
If
you have as a mustard seed, then you can get off of that sofa. And I know I'm talking to somebody hard tonight. I know you've been broken. I know you don't know which way to go and which way to turn. But Jesus is the help. Jesus is the way. Welfare didn't help me. Jesus helped me.
Yes.
Disability, none of that. That didn't help me. Jesus helped me. That's not the answer. That's not the answer. Jesus. And Jesus. He shall supply all of your needs according to his glory. Let Jesus fill your heart tonight. Let Jesus, because he's the only one can take that hurt and take that pain away. Allow him to come in. Allow him to come in and get up. Get up and raise your children. Love your children. Love yourself. See, that was my thing. Looking for love in all the wrong places. I can talk about it. I wanted to be love. I just wanted to be love. And I thought maybe if I have me a baby, then that baby can love me. Then that man can love me. But that's not the answer. That's only a trick of the enemy to keep you bound. I didn't say that God giving you life. I'm talking about those tricks of the enemy will keep you in those dark places. But I'm telling you tonight, somebody's been shifted. Somebody's moving tonight. Somebody's been empowered tonight. And I know it, and I feel it. I feel it. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Excuse me, that is so true, and people need to hear those testimonies because we all have been there at some point. And you know, the most important thing is love, because when children grow up in homes with love, then they know how to give love.
Yes.
They know how to receive love. You know,
and
that's what happened to a lot of young girls, not getting enough love. Sometimes.
That's it.
You know,
and
so when you don't get enough love, you start looking for it. And when you start looking for it, guess what? You find it in the wrong place.
But God has a plan.
Thank God for Jesus.
Because what happens,
we have those children, and then, like you say, your heart feels like it's falling out of your chest. You're like, my God.
Yeah.
Then you got these little children, you got to take it. But if you have faith of a mustard seed, you can pull yourself up, because if you have a word in you, you can begin to pray and use that one word. Lord Jesus, help me. Help me, Jesus. Help. That's all you can say, say it. Because he knows it. And he will help you. You know? And so one day as I was out and about, and I seen these young ladies, and they had all the church, and when I was struggling and I was by myself. I was by myself. And I prayed to God, and I said, Lord, if I'm struggling and by myself, I said, how are the ones making it that all these children? He said, by the grace of God. I said, oh, Lord, that's it.
God.
I said, because my heart goes out. I said, I don't have any children, but my heart is going out to those that have children. I said, because they're struggling. I said, well, Lord, help them, Jesus. Help them. And like you said, Father Michelle, we need to teach. People need to be taught. They need to hear a testimony. And young girls need to especially be taught the word of God. They're going to need that help one day. And it's so sad that they are wandering around in the earth, not knowing what to do, and letting the environment just eat them up. Not only them, but eating up their children. That's why the children going into prison. That's why the children robbing, stealing, and killing. Because they don't know what to do. They don't know Jesus. They don't know him. And the parents walk away from him. Some of them have walked away from him. And those that haven't been taught don't know what to say to him. You know, and their prayers are not fervent. And so that's why so many things are happening. So that's why, like you said, we need to come together and begin to pray and take this thing back. Take it back by force.
Wait,
you know, we don't have to see them fall by the wayside. We can say a prayer. We can say a prayer together. We can say this.
Yes.
We can do this. We can pray together. And it's in it. Prayer works. God says, speak my words. He said, I'll watch over them to perform them. So we speak in his words, he got to perform them. Amen?
That's it.
So I just thank God, I'm telling you, because so many people, like you said earlier, have been hurt. Young girls have been hurt. When I was teaching back in the 80s, young girls came to me, and they began to tell me, they said, we're hurt. They said, we're hurt.
That's
they were acting out in school. They was acting out in school, and I was saying, what's wrong with them? So I just said a thing. God told me to just sit back. He said, well, I'll bring them to you. God brought them to me. They began to talk, and they said, and they began to have a relationship with me. And they said, you know, we hurt. Our parents in prison, our grandparents raising us, mother in prison, father in prison, some of them, the mother gone, the father down. It was just confusion.
Come on, tell the truth now.
Confusion. Confusion. I said, this devil and welcome. And I began to pray. I said, you know what? And I tell him, I said, you began to pray. I said, you talked to God. And some people, you know, it's so sad when your children can't talk to you. That's a sad thing.
Yes.
When your children, and you're so hurt. Because, see, sometimes the parents are so hurt, they can't talk to you. Because they keep, like you say, my heart fired out of my chest. I can't talk to you. I can't even talk to you. Because if I say something, I'm going to say something wrong. Because I can't talk to you right now. And so that's the bad part. So that's why children and people, young women, young men as well, need to be taught. They need to be taught. Because they don't know. They don't even know how to raise their own children because they're so hurt. Something in them hurt. I heard a story the other day. A lady told me, said she had raised her daughter up in church and she knew that she knew the word of God. Then one day she came to her and she said, I'm mad with God. She said, what? She said, don't you say that. I want you out of my house. I said, wait a minute. I said, go back and tell her to find out why she's mad, first of all.
Yes, come
on. You want to talk to her because it's a root to this. You want to find out. If you don't raise her in church, God's word says you raise up a child the way she goes and won't depart. I said, so go back and tell her to find out why she's mad. Don't put her out the house. You need to find out so you can pray on that thing. Because, see, Satan comes in disguises. See, what he'll do is he'll say, she mad. Oh, I don't want nobody saying that. Well, she's telling you what's the – she's telling you she's mad. You should have enough in you to say, hey, come here. What you mad about? So we can pray on this. We're gonna pray this. Yeah, right. Well, you know. So we got to learn how to pray for. Don't let Satan come in and buy a new agenda. Don't let him go, Father. You gonna pray her out because she said she mad. Go find out why she mad. Find out what's going on in her life. You know. So we need to be taught. We need to be taught.
Yes.
And
yes,
so we need
amen.
To get back to that. Teaching, like you said, letting people know, because it's so hard. And especially, you know, and I don't know if I have seen a lot of, when I'm in the stores and different places and stuff, I see a lot of African-American young women cursing their children. And one day God told me, he said, now you go and tell them to stop cursing their children. He said, every bad word they say, Satan wears it to carry it out.
That's
and
it.
I thought, my God. I said, my God. And so it hurts me when they don't know how to raise their children. You know, that's another thing. Because they don't know how. Because there's no manual, you know. But the word of God, if you teach them the word of God, they won't depart. We're going to have trials and tribulations. We're going to go through things, and that's okay. But when you know God's word, you can call out on the name of Jesus, and you can get back to your first love. But he'll help you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Never. Never leave you nor forsake you. So we need to get back. We need to teach. We need to tell them. Let them know. And most of all, love your children. Don't be afraid to love them. Don't be afraid to put your arm around them and say, I love you. I love you.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
And that's what a lot of kids need. And, you know, they don't get it from a lot of the fathers. And like you said, don't have a bitterness in your heart. If you had a baby by a man and he left you, fine. Let God be the father for your child. Let God be that child's father. And begin to pray. And then love your child. And then if it's at all possible, keep the father. If he's any way a decent man, keep him in the child's life and have a relationship with him. If it's at all possible. I remember talking to a young lady. She had three children, and the man did move on. And so one day she said, well, she moved on too, and she didn't want him nowhere near a kid. She didn't want him around. Said one day her son came to her and said, you know, mother, said, I sure do miss my daddy. Said she like to fell out. She said, I wasn't thinking about him anymore. Said, and so she didn't think the trip. But I said, well, you didn't like him by yourself. I said, so don't support him. And I said, so of course, that child missed his father. And she said, it hurt her so bad, so she said, well, you know what? We're going to get in touch with him. And they got in touch with him, and that soothes the child. So a lot of times people try to hold the children back from the father or from the mother. Let's not do that. Don't harbor bitterness, whatever the situation is. Like you said earlier, if you're mad with your mother, father, sister, go reconcile. And if you don't see the way, ask God to give you a way to do it. And I guarantee he knows how to solve any problem. There's nothing too big for the Lord. Nothing too hard, nothing too big for the Lord. He's able. He can do it. He can do it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Brother Allen, are you there with us?
I'm here.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, the Holy Spirit has just been moving tonight, and we're having a wonderful time in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
We've been having
a
wonderful time also at this Pen Revival, just finishing up tonight from Luling, Texas, having this Pen Revival at Evangelist Beth Marlin's tent out here in Luling. We've just been having a wonderful time in the Lord. And
amen.
The Spirit of the Lord was present in the tent, and so we just glorified and magnified the Lord. Of the goodness of God having his way. And I thank God for just hearing that the Spirit of the Lord is working in y'all behalf, too, upon the radio.
It's
all about letting him have his way.
That's it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless
you. Amen. Amen. You know, it's just so much that people need nowadays, so much that people need to know. And the ones that have the word of God, are carrying the word of God, we should keep bread at our lips at all times, because when we're out and about in the grocery stores, at school, wherever we are, somebody need a word. Because they look good on the outside, but their hearts are tore up on the inside. You can't look on the inside. They're smiling, but they tore up. And if you take a moment, the Lord will give you an opportunity to give them a word, to help them to live, to move on, you know.
Amen.
And so that's what we are doing. And you know what? We love it. That's when we're at our greatest, we're in our greatest element, when we can speak to somebody about Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
we're in our greatest element. We love it. We like love it. And once we do that, we're looking for somebody else. And God said, ain't time yet. I know you eat. I know you want to do my will. But I thank God for Jesus for using each and every one of us and allowing us to share our testimonies, allowing us to let people know what God has done for us and what he can do for us and what he can do for them. He's no respectful person. And we just give God the glory for it. Amen.
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 Amen. One thing I'd like to just interject in what the meeting does for us, because we talk about how we get a person to reach out and understand what they have.
Amen.
And I just was sitting with some of my teaching that I had from the school that I went to, and I looked at the quality a person must possess. not a force or a thing, the qualities. The Holy Spirit is is intelligent. In 1 Corinthians 22:10, it says, "But God, who has revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit search all things, the deep things of God."
Amen.
A lot of people that we know and we come in contact with, because I heard us say that we need to get together. We're going to get together. We know what we possess. I've asked some people, can we come to your church now, prayer? No, we just go on a Sunday. We got this happening. Well, I said, can I come on a Wednesday? No, because they don't know what they have. And I say this, the Holy Spirit has knowledge. He has knowledge.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians 11, he says these words, "Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God."
Amen.
So when people say that they know a lot, they don't know nothing.
Amen.
These are qualities we in the body of Christ. And I thank God for us being where we are in the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Have his own will and make his own decision. We can't bring God into a decision. We can't bring the Holy Spirit into a decision. Acts 16, he says, "Now when they had gone through Pygra," pronounced Fuga, "and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach in Asia." You know what? Sometimes the Holy Spirit will let us, the Holy Spirit will not let us preach while we think we're going to preach. He will forbid. He will forbid.
Yes.
It comes to, he makes his own decision. If we need to us, he makes his own decision.
Amen. Amen.
And you see, the Holy Spirit number beloved. Look at Romans. Romans 5:30. "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together," that we strive together, "with me and I in you in your prayers to God for both of us."
Amen.
Amen. See, when the Holy Spirit, he teaches us all things about God and about ourselves. See, we don't know nothing about God, but we just read up in Corinthians, says God reveals. He reveals himself. That's why the Apostle Paul learned such information, because he downloaded to us.
Amen.
The work of the Holy Spirit is to instruct us, to teach us and reveal what God's plan is. As the prophet said earlier, we got to know what time we're in, what season we're in. Some people don't know we're in the season. Do you know the season be quiet? See, but when we look at it, we look at the counsel. He is to guide us.
Yes.
To assist us. See, the Holy Spirit prays alongside us. These are the kind of things that I have learned and live in my life. When you pray, come Holy Spirit, and I've even learned this so much. Before I make an attempt to go to the Father, I want to come to Jesus and ask Jesus, "You know my whole quality, my being. If there's see anything that will prohibit me from coming before the Father, let your blood cover me from the head to the toe. May I be in peace when I come to you. And when I come to you, I want to be right, because I don't want to come before the Father and know that if I'm going to burn, but the blood of Jesus you have." That's how I talk to him. And you know what? I'm finding some of the greater results. You see, he commissioned us to his service. He told us, he's now at 4:18. He told us what to do. And one thing I will say, what happened to all of us, see, the Holy Spirit bring us to faith.
Amen.
I want to say this here. If I'm wrong, may God bless me. May God help me. May y'all pray for me. But I don't find in the Bible Tophah where it say angels got healing. Does anybody out there in radio land that angels have healing?
No. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. Teach me something.
The only healing, the angel, when you read the book of Hebrews, you see where God took on, he didn't take on the seed of an angel, but he took on the seed of Abraham.
Amen.
Because taking on that seed, he invested where the Holy Spirit could come through. And that's why the Holy Spirit, on the day of his baptism, when Yeshua HaMashiach came to the earth realm, and we find in Malachi where God, there were 400 and some years where the people prayed, the prophets, nothing was said. But now we live in a time, in a new era, while we who believe know that we know we got to get right with God. You got to start studying your word. You got to start praying. Get with somebody that can teach you a little bit better. I don't mind it.
Yes.
Because if you got something better than me, help me, and I'm going to help you.
Amen.
See, when we take notes, in 2 Thessalonians 2:14, it says, he called you to bring the gospel.
Amen.
He called us mean we, you females,
Amen.
You males, you who've been purged by the blood of Jesus Christ, you who have walked in the dark side of life, you who have done this, but you have repented. Now you
Amen.
Got to take this gospel. We got to take it. See, Revelation tells us in 17 says, the Spirit, oh, I love this, and the bride shall say, come, and let him who hears say, come. Whosoever thirsty, let him come, and whatsoever be what he wishes, let him take a free gift of the life of water freely. Now, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's a gift of God.
Yes.
He that's thirsty, as we all have said tonight, there are many people out there that don't understand, and we've got to let it be known to them. Do you thirst for righteousness? Do you know? Do you thirst for the know the Son of God? Do you thirst to know who God is? Now I want to see something. When people want to argue with you, I will say this to you with love and kindness. The best thing to do is to shut up.
Amen.
To shut up.
Amen.
Because they want to say, and then when they go to argue with you, they say, well, see, I told you they didn't know nothing. No, you know more than you want to tell them because they're not ready to receive it.
Amen.
Giving you much, much more, but you were not ready to receive it. Even Jesus said it. He said, I have much to tell you, but you're not ready to receive it.
Amen.
And here we are. Going across America, around the world, telling the world, one thing I will say is what God is saying is to us, God is making it so possible to those who want to see and to hear what God is saying. And I know this, you see, but there are symbols that I heard the sister talk about it, the seven spirits of God, the Spirit of the Lord. In Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. The spirit of wisdom, of understanding, of counsel, might not. And no one man possesses all of this. No one man, nobody but Yeshua HaMashiach. Nobody but the Son of the living God possesses all these qualities.
Amen.
That's why we need to be taught by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will teach you. And he will teach you and train you. Sometimes, you know, I have to learn for myself. Some things you go through will help you to understand better how you can overcome.
Amen.
A lot of people not overcome, but we got to keep praying for them. We got to keep praying for them. See, and one thing you said, when I see what God's word says to us, When you see the wind, supposed, I haven't seen the wind. I heard the wind. I saw the fire. Well, let me tell you, what else did you see? See, what I want you to know, God seals us. Seals us. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what the Bible says. We've all read it. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13, having believed, you were marked in him with a seal. The promise, that's why you on the radio can't get, you ain't going to get enough of the gospel. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to get enough of what you got because you have been sealed. Mm-hmm. The promise of the Holy Spirit. See that outward visible ownership. See, God letting it be known, I own you.
Amen.
I own you, God said, I own you. Okay, Lord, use me. Yes. See, because they told us in the back day of the time, it says, when the military says, by you, when you say, and you cross over this line, so step over, they say to step over, you're now in the United States Army. You no longer own yourself. You're owned by the United States Army. Flip the coin. You belong to God. The minute you cross over from darkness to light, you no longer own your own self.
Amen.
So if we can have more prayer time, and it was requested that we get together and pray more, because I want, see, the thing I love is, see, the Holy Spirit is going to present us blameless before the Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is called, see, when God revealed it to us by the Spirit searches all things. Not what I want, but all things.
Mm-hmm.
High and low. It's like what the book says. See, and I tell people that they're talking about the man and the woman. See, God created a man for a woman and a woman for a man. Not a man for a man, not a woman for a woman. No. In Genesis 2 and 7, the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, Zoe, the God kind of life, and man became a living being. So I tell folks, and folks just jump on me, I wasn't trying to put some of these people down, but it's because I have the love of God in my heart that they would change. But you know what? Sometimes you have to pull away and leave them alone.
Amen.
Because they ain't seeing you, but they're not seeing you, what God is saying. Because when a man, Lord help me tonight, when you see men and women doing wrong, when you see a murderer shoot somebody, I've seen it. I've seen a man cut a woman with a butcher knife bed. Oh, this killer cut a throat. I've seen this. And I said, how is it possible for a man? Because he is present in somebody. Somebody hasn't given their life over. That's why in America, we got so much fighting between the different parties. We got so much fighting between denominations. I was talking to somebody said, well, you need to get on the WEWE, and I said, okay. I called up there and talked with them and told them what we're doing. And you know what they told me, point blank? They said, well, are you a Catholic? I said, no. Well, we don't let other types of faith come on our program. It's only for Catholics only. I said, do y'all accept the non-denomination? She said, what? I said, well, it's a non-denomination, but it let me know that it's come out of the maid's mouth. I wasn't shocked. No. Why? Because we who are all in the non-denomination mean we're not proclaiming nothing but Jesus Christ and his entire works.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, and you go to the Church of God in Christ, they got their own philosophy. You go to the Baptist, they got their own philosophy. But nobody has what you, prophetess, you, teacher, you, brother, you that are listening, you that nobody has the consent. When can we call a prayer meeting? What day, what time? And let's pray until the power of God falls down.
Amen. Amen.
Can we do that? What can we do? And when we do it, I'm here to tell you, I've seen what God can do. Somebody said, what did you do? And I'm doing it. But I need somebody to throw you. In other words, though they said, you got a rock, you got a brick, or you got a big log, throw your log on the fire. When you put your log on the fire, you better fire.
Yes.
See what God's saying. It's like in Isaiah, Lord, I love you. In Isaiah 63:14, he said, like cattle, they go down to the plain.
Yes.
They were given rest by the Spirit of the Lord. But how you guide your people to make yourself a glorious name. God. And you know what? I don't mind telling you, that lady from Georgia, the prophetess came, and God told her to tell me some things. And since I've been watching what God is doing, I ain't got no arguments. I ain't got to say what they got. Because I was told as an old Baptist that women don't have no power. You the priest.
Wow.
Tell me what they told me. Well, you don't let a horse get behind the, well, you know, and I'm not making shame of them. I'm telling you what they said. Even today.
Wow.
Still fighting. When I ordained my wife to minister, somebody said, well, she can't come up with his license to preach the gospel. They want to shoot me, but they know they made a mistake. They had a big family. I'm saying why? Because the Holy Spirit is an outbreathing of God on the people. And God brings us to life so that we can breathe as a vital principle. Some of us take what God is saying, receive. See, when Jesus said it in John 20 and 22, he said, he breathed on them and said, receive. Woo, that's a powerful statement. He breathed. They didn't receive the Holy Spirit, but he breathed on them. Good God Almighty. Can you imagine what? And they went out and did the great work. They went out and did the great work. They come back and say, Lord, so we was out there, the demons start bowing down. Oh, they got scared. But they knew the power of Yeshua HaMashiach. They knew Yah. They knew that he was there. Yerovi Ayuda. They knew he was there. The demons knew it. But wait. Holy fellas. Don't get all shaken. Oh, Jesus. That's a great work to do. And I'm saying to all of us who listen, and I love you, I say this. One thing, the Spirit of God is upon me.
Amen.
Why, Hunter? Because he has anointed me to preach.
Amen.
Good tidings to the not to go and make them angry. And that was what I preached from my first message. And you know, when that was 40-some-odd years ago, when I was a younger man. And you know, the preacher wouldn't tell me that. And I went and I did all the such and study I could. You know what? Because when people want to see you succeed, you know what they do? They're like roaches.
Yes.
They're like crying. They don't want to see. See, I want to see every one of y'all on this program move to the next height. You know what?
Amen.
I say okay. I ain't got to worry about that because they're on the right track. I can move a track over and start some more work. That's what this is all about.
Amen.
Having church to be? No, I am the church. See, And the Corinthians tell me this in 3:16. We ought to understand this. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of God dwells in me? Oh, that means you shouldn't go out and do wrong things, smoking. Well, all right, homeboy, it's going to be all right. You want to puff?
Mm-hmm.
No. My body don't belong to me no more. It belongs to God. And when it belongs to God, God, hallelujah, God demands his proprietorship. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah.
So I say to you, say to us tonight, one thing is that I want you to know. When we see things that are happening, talking about the prophecies are being fulfilled, and you know what is already happening. So all we got to do is stay in the book, and as they say, what season are we in? Some people say, what season? What do you mean? You don't know what season we're in? Do you know we're in a praying season? That's continuously.
Amen.
And see, I want to say this before I just want to, because I feel the eternal God saying this to me. The Holy Spirit is to reverence. A lot of folks call him a he, a it. No, he's not a person. He's not a thing, a it. He is a person.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, he has intelligence. I've tried to point it out to us. He has intelligence. He has knowledge and understanding. He can lead us and guide us. You know what? And I want us to know the omnipresence of God is everywhere. The omniscience of God is all known. I mean, oh, hallelujah. The all-powerful Holy Spirit drop a spiritual spark in man and creation. Did y'all get that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want you to know that Mary called him Jesus, but I called him Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Because I know that somewhere, someway, somehow, we got to pray one for another. And my prayers are being answered. And the more we pray together, the more up there in the incident. See, I'm meeting at the well. I'm getting me all the fresh water I can.
Amen.
The fresh water, fresh anointing, fresh anointing, and when we do it, hallelujah!
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. He will do it.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you know, Dr. Hunter, people are jealous of your anointing. You got a lot of people jealous of your anointing. They're really jealous of your anointing.
I pray for them.
They really are. Mm-hmm. Amen. We have to pray for him.
Yeah. Because, you know, I've come to understand, sister, where I was, on the outside right now, it's nobody but God.
Amen.
Nobody but God.
Nobody.
When you and I were, we were both sharpening our prayer our irons together. And we answer each other simultaneously. What do you want me to do? I'm going to drop the phone. What?
Amen.
I said, wait a minute, hold it. You mean, in other words, what do you want? I've asked her, what do you want me to do? She said, how can I help you? I said, wait a minute. I ain't never heard of this bad, but that's how God instantly, a micro moment.
Amen.
God, a micro moment.
Amen.
A micro and across America, look over there in front of up there in in California. All of a sudden, at least three times this year, we had no fire. The Lord is trying to.
Yes.
We got your phone up. Take your phone down. God is trying to tell people, and you see what happened in Turkey, the great spirit shifted. God has, God will be done. I'm not so much concerned about the president. He ain't got no power in God alone, hell. But he's for a purpose. They're for a purpose. To bring what God said must be. The devil must be released in the last days. So if he ain't ready to fight this fight of faith, you better get ready to come on, go home with Jesus. And like the old lady said, honey, you better get on this rag, on this wagon, because it's getting loaded. You better get on this wagon. It's getting loaded.
Amen.
I remember the bride back in the day, we had a wagon full of hay. Everybody on there. There's enough on here. Can you get up there? Well, it's stacked up three tiers. Folks get on us. We've got enough. But you know what?
Amen.
That will never be enough for God. The God's will has been done in the earth realm. And I'm a man that believes God has endowed me with the power to raise the dead.
Yes.
Lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover.
Yes.
And to see blinded eyes open up.
Yes.
Arms that are crooked, straightening out. Cancer.
Yes.
All seven parts of the body. Complete healing in my hour. Why? Because I believe.
Yes.
I believe. I don't care what you say. No, I believe. I believe.
Amen.
And And prophet, I know you headed to North Carolina, but I want to thank you for the word you gave me because it's just like me, it kind of ignited me again. Jesus said, don't be concerned what the devil's going to do. Don't be concerned. The devil's going to do what he's going to do. And ain't nothing we can do about it because his fight is still against God.
Amen.
It ain't us. He's because God made us, created us. That's why we got to get the people. And I'm praying that God, through this KSK radio station, that we have prayer time, we'll meet, we'll pray, we'll believe, we'll watch God do awesome things. See, well, if we go back and see how the apostles were in that day, they went out, all had things in common.
Yes.
But you talk that now, Dr. DeLores, everybody going to say, well, child, I'm supposed to have me a brand new car. No, you ain't.
Yeah,
that about 2 years ago. Amen. I like the style of what I have. I love you. I'm going to let somebody else have a word. Woo.
Amen.
I want to talk to Brother Kevin. He said he came out of tech revival, and that's what I'm excited about. That's been my spirit ever since he came on the line, and he came on the line full of the fire and the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's what I want to bring back to this line. I want to bring back the Spirit of God and to let him have his way. So somebody needs to know what's happening in this hour, in this time, in this season right now, the power and the move of God. So I want to hear about the tape revival and what took place tonight. Amen?
Amen.
Well, bless God. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We did have a wonderful time, and the Spirit of the Lord was there for the healing. Healing took place in a man and a woman. The doctor said this man got cancer, and we prayed the prayer of faith, and he said, I don't care what the doctor said, I believe I'm healed, because the Bible says that Jesus, he was saying that through his faith, he was saying that Jesus said that by his stripes, I'm healed. So it doesn't really matter what the doctor said. It all matters about what Jesus said. See, that's the thing about healing is that you can be healed without a side effect from what the doctors give you. Because when Jesus healed you, you're healed.
Amen.
All you have to do is believe.
Mm-hmm.
Believing in what is so important to the belief, what's so important to us to believe the gospel, the total gospel of what's going on in the Bible.
Yes.
We don't need to add to it. We don't need to take anything away. Because one of the men said this here, he said today, he said, he's looking for the works of Jesus like Jesus did.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
We're looking for the works of Jesus just like Jesus did. That's the same thing that we're looking for also in our ministry and what the God has given us.
Amen.
The same exact thing, healing, the same exact thing as people touching the hem of your garment. Come on now.
Yes.
And being healed. They were taking aprons and napkins from Peter's body and taking it to the sick, and they were being healed. There's nothing different than it that's been written in the Bible for us not to do. It's all there for us to believe the gospel and to heal the sick, to overcome all the works of the devil. And like the prophetess was saying, you don't have to worry about what the devil do. It doesn't matter what the devil do. It doesn't matter if the devil is going to be loose here shortly. It doesn't matter. What it matters is it matters all about Jesus.
Amen.
We have to get in that mindset in our lives to know that we work the word just like it is to believe the word.
Amen.
Work the word and believe the word. Stand on the word of God. The Bible talks about in the book of Luke, I think he talks about, he said, and he sent out other 70. And the 70 returned, then with joy, he said, Lord, even the devils are subject to us in what?
Come on.
In your name.
Come on.
In your name, the enemy has to flee in your name.
Come on.
By the commandment in the name of Jesus, the enemy has to get back. That's all you got to do is believe, command it in the name of Jesus, believe it, and it's done.
Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Mark, the 16th chapter and 15th verse, it says, and these signs shall follow them that do what? That believe.
Believe.
The Bible is there for us to perform all the power of the Godhead.
Yes.
All of the power. Jesus said it like this here. I am the vine, you are the branch. And my Father is the husbandman. He says, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he purges it, that it may bear fruit. Because without me, you can do nothing. Jesus has given us his name. We didn't pray a long drawn out prayer. We prayed the prayer in Jesus' name, you're healed.
Amen.
That was it.
That was it
right there. In Jesus' name, you're healed.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't give us the power to speak those things and cause those things to be not as it were. That's why we got to speak exactly what the word of God says. If we speak anything else, it's a lie.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Anything else, you're trying to help Jesus out. You're trying to add words to the word of God. Jesus is the word of God. All the power that all the power and authority is in the name of Jesus.
The Lord.
That's right.
If you ask anything in my name, I do it.
Yes.
If you ask anything in my name, I would do it. Anything.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thanks on radio today. We want to encourage you. The gospel is here. The Holy Ghost is here. He's so real. He's real as the air that we breathe.
Right.
This is his dispensation. And he's moving upon us.
Yes.
He's moving upon us. He's urging us. He's a comforter. He's unctioning us.
Yes.
To stay true to the word of God. Because Jesus said it like this about the comforter. He won't speak of his own.
Come on.
Amen.
But he'll take from mine, which I am the word of God, and he'll deliver it to you.
Yes, amen.
The Holy Ghost is taking from what Jesus is, the Word of God, and delivering it to us. That's why we read the Word of God, so that when we get that rivers of living water down up in us.
Right. Yes. Right.
Because out of your belly. Then he says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Yes.
That's the Word of God.
It's the Word of God.
Yes.
Stay true to the Word of God. Don't add to it and don't take it away.
Amen.
Do it just like Jesus did.
That's right.
We want to do it exactly like Jesus did.
Amen.
He didn't go out there hollering at the devil.
Come on.
He rebuked the devil with a word.
Come on. Yes, come on.
That unclean spirit come out of the man.
Yeah.
In the name, and we use this here, that unclean spirit in the name of Jesus, come out of the man.
Come out. Amen. Amen.
Healing cancer, come out of the woman.
Yes.
Breast cancer, get right. Get out of the woman.
Yes.
Nervous system, get right in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We have to use the word.
Yes.
Speak the word. Just like it is. You don't have to add to the word.
Amen.
Don't have to.
It's important that we understand. This tent revival was so awesome where the presence of the Holy Ghost was there for all the healing.
Amen.
All the healing was there. The repentance was there. The conviction was there. The baptism was there. The power of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit was there.
Yes.
Amen.
That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
And that's what I want to ask you, Brother Kevin. How do we get in that place? I know how, but I'm saying it to for the radio audience that's listening. How do you actually get in that place where the presence of God is so powerful there that those things do take place? It's a certain amount that we have to do to get in that place so these things can happen. But I want you to tell the people, how can this happen? Because we're about to have a tent revival here in Georgia in August. And I'm telling you, at first it got to start in your mind. And I'm not going to say no more, but I want you to tell the people, how do you get the people in that place of readiness?
You get them in readiness by repentance and fasting. When you want the power of God in your life, when you're tired of playing church, you're going to start seeking Jesus. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness and all these other things will be added to you. See, when you get tired of playing church, when you get tired of playing religion, when you want to start getting into Christ, you get that repentance, you get that surrendering to the Lord. Say, Lord, you have your way. I'm giving it all up for you. I'm gonna chastise my body. I'm gonna get everything out of the way. I'm gonna get the television out of the way. I'm gonna get the radio out of the way, and I'm gonna get into my word. I'm gonna build this relationship with you. And I'm gonna do it like you say, do it, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna add to it. I'm not gonna take it away. When you say, Lord, pray, I'm praying. When you think about this here. He says, he had this conversation with the woman at the well. He said, God seeketh the true worshipers.
Yes.
So in order for you to be a true worshiper, you got to be honest with Jesus.
Wow.
You got to be honest. You got to he already know, but you got to tell it. It's got to come out of your mouth. When it start coming out of your heart. When that conviction starts coming out of your heart, when you start just giving it all up to him, saying, Lord, I know I was a sinner. I'm going to have to pull over because this is getting too good to me. I'm going to have to pull over and give me a shout going on. That's how you get there. When you get on one, when you find out that you get this here going on, I don't care what goes on in your life, you're going to get what you want from the Lord. Because you're in the right place. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, it comes from repentance. It comes from surrendering. It comes from the expectation of what God is going to. So you got to get in the expectation. Don't be waiting for others to get you there. You need to get there for yourself. You need to be in the expectation like a little kid waiting for Christmas. I'm waiting for it. I'm excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about it. I'm waiting for it. You need to get it. And I'm giving God all. I'm giving him my praise. How good you are to. It's like a lover. You got yourself all dressed up for your lover. I'm waiting for you.
Yeah.
And he's going to come in there. On the day of Pentecost, look what happened on the day of Pentecost. They were all in one accord. They got everything out of the way. They didn't know what they were going to see, but guess what? Jesus said, wait here and tarry. They didn't know how it was going to come, but it came upon all of them. Because they were in expectation. That's what we have to do. On the Azusa Street Faith Revival, they were in a praise and worship, and it came upon all of them. Because there was an expectation about giving God the glory. They got out of themselves. They got out of them three pieces.
Come on.
They stopped worrying about the shoes. They got stopped worrying about the outside appearance. And they got real nasty and ugly and started crying out for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
A lot of people don't want to get ugly, but I don't care about all that. I want
Jesus. Come on. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That revival over there is going to be hot over there. Man, I sure like to come over there, too. That's going to be awesome.
Hallelujah.
Sister Lord, that would be something that we can all go over there, Reverend Hunter.
Yeah.
We can all go over there, Sister Sonia. We can all go over there, Sister Coretta. We can all go over there.
Come on.
That's what we can rent a man to go over there.
Amen.
I'm looking for God. I'm looking for a mighty, powerful move for God. I'm putting myself in that place that I'm going to be able to, that God can use me. And that's where it all starts. It ain't about me. I want to see somebody else heal. I want to see somebody else deliver. I want to see somebody set free. I want to see somebody here. I want to see them. I want to see it, because see, it happened for me. I know God can do it. I needed just a half of it. That's what I needed. I needed a half of it. I walked for 15 years with a limp, and I tell you, I had a half of it that I shoot them, that I used to wear in my shoes. But I said, Lord, you got all parts. See, I know he got all parts. And I said, just give me a little half of it. I'm telling you, I know he can do it. And that's what I'm expecting, for him to do it for somebody else. It ain't about
me.
I'm home. I've been able. I've been made whole, and that's what we got to get the people mindset. Come on, baby. It's time for you to be made whole today.
Yeah, you can be made whole.
Yeah.
You don't have to walk around and have scop. Go ahead.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Seeing God move for somebody else, because Apostle Paul said, I already know. You can take me on home now if you want to, Lord, but I know you still got work for me to do. And I just for my mind, Lord, you can take me on home, but I know I still got work for you to do, because I need to get somebody else in that place that they believe, that they trust you. And that's what it's all about, is getting somebody to believe and to trust God, changing their mindset. People have been programmed so long to think wrong and to do wrong. And nobody's coming in and said, baby, let me love you out of that place. That's what Jesus did for us. He loved us out of that place. He wooed us. And that's what we got to do. We got to woo the people. We got to stop talking about their sins. We know the wages of sin is death. They had heard it over and over and over again. But can you just love me? Can you just love me? Can you just come for me? Can you just hear my plea? Can you just hear my cry? How can you truly be effective when you don't want to hear?
Thank you.
We got to hear the word of God. Says, let the church hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
We're not in a place to hear. We can't be effective. Greater works. Brother Kevin just talked about it. The greater works. We got to do the greater works. And that's what my mindset. We got to get our mindset. Are you consecrating yourself? Are you getting your body in fit shape that you can do, that you can last as long as the Holy Spirit lasts? Don't get up there and get out of breath and get tired. I gotta sit down for a minute. This is too much for me. No, get yourself. Get your mindset. Get your body in physical shape, because the Holy Spirit ain't no joke.
Yes.
No, he's not.
Amen.
No, he's not. He's not a joke.
Right. It's not a joke.
Sister,
amen, Sonya. Are you on the radio, Sonya?
Flow with the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit flow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ay, mababa santa. Hepo siri ande sikiria. Hora sikiri ande so. Homa saka. A thirst. Jande sikiria sota. Elelebo sandere. A thirst. Jandere bo sandere. Ota sota. Undere si undere si undere si undere si undere. Oh. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Not my will, but yours be done. Not my will, but yours be done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's my will to your will, not to man's will. Your will, Holy Father. Hallelujah. 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 Fire. Fire. Woo. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I love you. I love you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said the steps of a good man was ordered by you.
you, God. I speak your word, and only your word, Father. And God, I
word out loud, Father,
in
your word.
I declare to be so tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Well, I decree your name, God. Your word, God. You said you shall establish it, God. God, thank you for establishing it throughout the land, Father God. In the name of Jesus,
in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, I come against that complacent state right now, the complacent mindset in the name of Jesus, God. And God, right now, I thank you right now for pouring out your feet upon your people right now in the name of Jesus, Father God.
In the name
God,
of
I come
Jesus.
Out of that right now, God, of self, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, because it's
thank
not
you,
about
Jesus.
Us, God, in the name of Jesus, God.
Oh,
I release
God,
your spirit of liberty right now, in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you. You
hallelujah.
Said where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's liberty in you, Father God. And God
yes, Lord.
Tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we thank you right now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. We give it all up for you, Lord.
I lift your name up,
God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Right now,
we give it up to you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And you said, we love you. We will keep your commandments.
We love you, Lord.
And whatever we
yes,
ask,
Lord.
Father God, you shall do it.
Yes, Lord.
Your name. You shall do it.
Yes, Lord.
I ask all these
yes,
things
Lord.
In your name, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
in Jesus' name,
thank
I
you,
pray.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Amen, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, God.
Have
your way, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You worship your Father. You have your way, Lord. Receive your glory, Father. We give you the glory. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in our soul. Have your way in our mind. I ask you for your word, Father. Lord, but you have your way.
Hallelujah.
Have your way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Not our will, but Lord, your will be done.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. The will, Lord, that your will be done in us.
Hallelujah.
The glory, Father. We give you the glory, Lord. Receive the glory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, that don't know you, Father. Let them open up their heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. We love you. We love you, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Your name is great. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you for your great day. Thank you for your great day. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords, which was, which is, and which is to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your name is great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's no other name like your name.
Your name is above everything, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. That your name, Father, be worshipped. Come to you in the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you for the blood, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Ghost, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Your name, Father God. Have your name, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. We give ourselves away to you, Lord. God, just have your way. Have your way. Look upon our hearts and have your way, Lord. Look upon our minds, Lord, and give us the mind of Christ, Father. Have your way, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Father. We bless your holy name, Lord. We bless your holy name. Your holy name, Jesus.
Your holy name,
Lord Jesus. Holy is your name. It's your name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Oh, God, we lift up your souls right now, Father. Have your way, Lord. Save them, Father. Give them a mind. Surrender all, Lord. Save them. It's your name.
Lonely and
thank you right there, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, right there. Thank you for your holy name. Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah, Lord. From the bottom of our heart to the depth of our soul. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your tender grace.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Praise your name,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank
we magnify your name, Lord.
You.
We lift your name up, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. That you hear us when we pray, Father God. We have petition. And if we know that we know this, we know that we have the petition, God, that we can pray, Father God. We thank you for your word.
Oh, Lord, your word is true, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
We magnify your name, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you.
His word was like fire that was coming down on us, and the Holy Ghost loves us, that I know when we yield to the Holy Father, He is there for us. We know when we call on the Lord, He is always there for us.
Yes, Lord. Tonight, oh Lord, oh Lord, my Lord, we love you and adore you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah.
Your name is above every name. And at your name, hallelujah, we thank you, Holy One. We thank you. We thank you. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the moon, we praise your name. And we want to speak with you. Thank you for the night. Thank you for the night. All said and done, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We met in Matthew William.
Yes.
We met in Matthew
William.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We met in Matthew
Yes, Lord.
We met in Matthew
William. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. We
Hallelujah.
All have taken a drink. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise your name, Jesus.
Amen. Dr. McClendon, we got about 3 minutes left. It's still time. It's your time now. We got about 3 minutes left.
Amen. Praise the living God. I just want to thank God tonight for all the listeners on the radio. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for bringing us together in unity. And I pray and ask the Lord to keep us this way.
Amen.
And take us even higher in the Word of God that we may share with others and teach each other as well as pray for each other. I just want to thank God tonight for what He is doing, what He's about to do with the radio station and in each and every one of our lives. I pray that God will take us places that He wants us to be, to do His will, not of us, but of Him. And I just want to thank God. And I pray and ask God to increase our territory, increase this radio station. Bless it in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one of us. Bless Dr. Hunter. Bless Sister Coretta. Bless Prophetess Hunter. Brother Allen. We pray for each and every one of us tonight. We give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise.
Yes.
We just give God the glory. We thank Him tonight. We love
you
all. We love you, as Dr. Hunter said. We love you. We praise God for you. And we're just looking forward to what the Lord is about to do each and every day in our life. And the Holy Spirit teaching us the words of God and what He wants us to know in that time. So we give God all the glory, all the praise. Anyone else have a word tonight?
Truly, God is good.
Amen.
And our ability to worship Him in the spirit and in truth moves God. Because we're not holding anything back. We let God have His way. That's what it's all about. We're letting Him have His way in our lives.
Amen.
So the Bible tells us that we're bought with a price. And I stand in agreement with Dr. McCullough. We got to do things like that what God said do. We got to do it according to the word of God.
Amen.
And let God be God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, until next time, we want to say that we love you and may God keep you, bless your family, and all those that you come in contact with. We pray, God, that you have a word to give them, and we just look forward to what He's going to do the next time we see hear you on the radio. Amen.
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 So,
remember what I say. I love you.
I love you.
We love you. Nothing you can do about it. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. God bless. Love you guys.
Good night. Amen. Good night. Good trip to North Carolina. God bless. Hallelujah.